Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faith to Receive. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Let me remind you of some of these cases. Don't try to turn to these, but in Matthew 9:22, Jesus told the woman, he said, be of good comfort, the woman with the issue of blood. Your faith has made you whole. Your faith made you well. The blind Bartimaeus, Jesus said, go, your faith has healed you. Your faith has healed you. You know, the 10 lepers came and were healed, and one of them came back to give thanks. Jesus told him, said, rise and go, your faith has made you well. Somebody say, your faith has made you well. What did it? Jesus said, your faith did it. Now people want to get all, annoyed about it and agitated. Preacher, are you saying that you can initiate your own healing with your faith? No. No, I wouldn't say that. Jesus said it. Jesus told them their faith healed them. Are y'all with me now? This has not been taught properly and powerfully and thoroughly enough. Because we still got millions of people that they don't believe this. They don't live like this. They're still begging God. The way they do everything is to beg God and to plead with God and see if it's His will. How would we know if it's His will? Well, if it happens, then we'll know it was His will. If it didn't happen, then obviously it wasn't His will. That's confusion. That's ignorance of the Bible. The scripture said, don't be unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. That's why He gave us this Bible. That's why He gave us the Holy Spirit, for us to find out what the will of God is and then go for it. And take our faith and receive it. And lay hold of it. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So the work is on the man end, not the God end. And the faith is the determining factor. Again and again. Would you go with me to, you're in Hebrews 11, aren't you? Well, that's a good place too. Well, we'll read it while you're there. 1 Corinthians 4. And 7, 1 Corinthians 4, who makes you to differ from another? He said, and what have you that you did not receive? Did you see that phrase with there? What do you have that you did not receive? What's the understood answer to that?
Nothing.
In other words, everything you've got, you received. How are you going to get it? Everything you want to get. Everything you need to get, how are you going to get it? You must receive it. You must receive it. Your salvation, your forgiveness of sin. You must receive it. And Jesus said it this way, whatever you desire, whatever you desire. When you pray, do what?
Believe.
How do you receive it? You believe you receive it. Now we said if you look up this word receiving, it's an interesting study. If you'd care to do it sometime, if you don't have an Englishman's concordance or something like that, it might be a little more difficult. You can get a strong concordance and do it. But look up the Greek word everywhere it's translated in the New Testament, and you'll find that same word when he says believe that you receive, that word for receive is just as often translated take or took. Just as often. It's an interesting study. And it begins to put a different light on it. The word literally means to take, to lay hold of. So Jesus said, when you pray, believe that you take it. Have Christians been taught to do that? No, they've been taught to beg and leave it up to God. But you can't leave up to God what He's left up to you. You can try, but it doesn't work. You ever played a game of checkers or chess or something like that? and you're playing the game, and maybe you looked, you know, the other guy was taking too long, and you're looking around, and he moved, and you didn't see it. And you turn back and look at the board, and you're thinking, finally you say, come on, you know, move. You say, well, I already moved. You thought you were waiting on him to move, but he's waiting on you to move. God has already moved.
Yes.
And what a move.
Yes, sir.
God moved at Calvary.
Yes.
God moved at the scourging post.
Yes.
He moved at the cross.
Yes.
Jesus took our infirmities. He bore our sicknesses. Yes. He carried our pains. By stripes we're healed. He took our sins. He took our iniquities. He took the chastisement of our peace.
Yes.
He was made poor for us. He has already moved. And he said, it is finished.
Yes.
And he went to the heart of the earth. And he destroyed death. He's got the keys of death, hell, and the grave. He's been raised from the dead. He sat down at the right hand of majesty on high. He has already moved. He's already done everything that he'll ever need to do to save anybody or heal anybody or deliver anybody. He's already done it. That's why Isaiah, looking forward to the redemptive work, he said, with his stripes, we are healed. First Peter says, though this side of the cross, by his stripes, you were healed.
Hallelujah.
It's already done.
Yes, sir.
No sinner is waiting on Jesus to save them.
Amen.
By the same token, no sick person is waiting on God to heal them. No broke person is waiting on God to prosper them. And this is the thing the church is stumbling over. Because carnal, natural people walk by sight. When are they going to believe it's done? When they see it. When they feel it. And that's going to be too late to believe it. You believe it when you can't see it. You hear people say, well, seeing is believing. That's completely wrong. The very nature of believing is when you don't see. Faith is the substance of things hoped for or expected. It is the evidence of things
not seen.
We walk by faith, not by sight. I mean, if you're seeing it and feeling it, it's too late to believe it. That's why Jesus said, what things serve you desire? You don't have it in your hands. You don't see it. You don't feel it. You need it. You want it. You desire it. So what do? Believe that you receive it. Believe that you take it. Come on, somebody say glory to God. Believe that you take it. Then what'll happen? Then you'll have it. You'll feel it. You'll see it. But you don't wait till you have it, feel it, see it. Then you're going to believe you got it. You got to believe you take it before you see, feel, and hear. Can you say amen? So what do you have that you didn't receive? What do you have in God that you didn't receive from God? Nothing. Everything you have, you had to receive from Him. You don't just wait for God to put it on you. He's not just going to push it down our throat. He's not just going to make people. If He's going to make people do anything, He would make them get born again. Wouldn't He? And He doesn't. And if He doesn't do that, then He's not going to make us receive anything else. It's up to us to come to Him. And to believe and to receive. Somebody said out loud, I'm a believer. And I'm a receiver. Are you? I'm a receiver. I'm a receiver. Are you going to get good at receiving? We're developing at receiving. Well, in Hebrews 11, we just got through quoting verse 1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. But skip down to the 11th verse. 11:11. Through faith, also Sarah herself received. Somebody say received.
Received
strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child. When she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Glory to God. She had a miracle, didn't she? She had a miracle. She had a miracle. She had a supernatural conception and childbirth. Supernatural. And how did she get it? She received it. And how did she receive it? By her faith. By her faith. Jesus told people that had received their healing, your faith made you whole. Couldn't he have said it 1,000 different ways from that? He could have said, God in his sovereignty has seen fit to bless you. He could have said, my power healed you. He could have said, my faith did it. He didn't say any of that. And he could have. What did he say was the determining factor in them receiving what others was not? Your faith made you whole. Your faith. Somebody say, your faith.
My faith.
Brother Kenneth Hagin, who's in heaven now, my father in the faith, when he's laying on the bed paralyzed at age 16. Doctors gave him up to die. Everybody said there was no hope. Even the preachers that he knew said, you came and prayed for him, didn't pray for his healing, just patted his hand, said, just be patient, my boy. In a few more days, it'll all be over. Everybody's resigned. Everybody just waiting for him to die. And he'd go in and out of consciousness for weeks at a time. It looked like he's gone. But he began to read the scripture when he could.
Amen.
That was his salvation, wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
He began to read the Bible.
Amen.
That's why everybody at Faith Life Church reads their chapter every day, Monday through Friday. And more than that if you want to, but you do that as a minimum. And he began to read it, and he came across this woman that we referred to a few minutes ago, the woman with the issue of blood. Pressed through the crowd, touched his garment, was healed. Jesus said, be of good comfort, daughter. Your faith has made you whole. And he said the Lord ministered to him because he had read in James and saw about the elders and the anointing of oil. And he tried to get somebody come and anoint him with oil. And he couldn't find anybody that believed in that. He couldn't find anybody. And so he thought, well, I can't be healed because I don't know of any elders that will come pray for me. I don't know of anybody that will anoint me with oil. And I can't be healed. And he said, the Lord ministered to him, said, did you notice it said the prayer of faith will save the sick? Did you notice that it said her faith made her whole? Because
yes,
people had told him, well, all that's been done away with, you know. And he said, the Spirit of God spoke to his heart and said, have you ever heard somebody say that faith's been done away with? He said, well, no. He said, no, and you never will. For if there's no faith, there's no believers and there's no church.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Believe You Receive, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1303H. That's R-1303H, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.